Welcome to ACC Nation. Will Ogenin and Chris Bond in the house. I'm Jim Quist. Something that hasn't happened since just after World War II has one or two Twitterverse brain surgeons in a huff. But first, Duke men's lacrosse grabs the top spot in the Inside Lacrosse Top 20 poll. Boston College and Syracuse are in the top five for the women. Notre Dame holds the top spot on the USCHO men's ice hockey rankings this week. Florida State surges to number 7 in the men's indoor track and field poll. Virginia Tech begins moving up on the women's side at 22. North Carolina women's tennis win the ITA National Women's Team Indoor Championship. Congratulations. George Washington, NC State, and North Carolina hold the top three spots in Eagle Gymnastics. Interesting side note in an ESPN article on college football. Recruiting rankings tell you who will likely make the college football playoff. How? Well, the past seven national champs have averaged a top 10 recruiting class the 4 years prior to winning. Who's among the top four for 2018? Florida State. What ACC team, based on this theory, makes the playoff as well? Clemson. Let's talk basketball. On the women's side, let's do some numbers first. In the AP Top 25, number 4, Louisville. Number 5, Notre Dame. Number 12, Florida State. Number 17, Duke. Number 25, North Carolina State. And receiving votes, it's number 35, Miami. Charlie Cream Bracketology playing in the number 1 seed UConn's bracket. It's number 4, NC State. Number 7, Virginia. In number 1 seed Mississippi State's bracket, it's number 3, Florida State. And number 8, Miami. In number 1 seed Louisville's bracket, it's number 10, Syracuse. And in number 1 seed Notre Dame's bracket, it's number 6, Duke. ACC women's basketball winners on Sunday: Boston College, Notre Dame, Syracuse, Virginia, Duke, NC State, and Florida State. What you'd never expect happened this week in college basketball. The top three teams in the nation all got dinged with a loss. Virginia, Villanova, and Purdue find themselves shuffled just a bit, but not enough to clear house. Virginia stumbled against in-state rival Virginia Tech in overtime, and what proved to be a very advantageous win for the Hokies. Even with the loss, Virginia's resume is just too much to ignore. The NCAA selection committee picked Virginia as the top seed in the first release of the top 16 teams. The committee is using a new quadrant system, just so everyone understands this, that gives more weight for road and neutral court wins. The Cavaliers have 5 quadrant 1 wins. 4 wins are against top 10 RPI teams. That's huge. Virginia remains atop the RPI and ascends to the top spot in the AP Top 25 as well. That last achievement, first time since the 1948-1949 season that a team has lost and then was voted number one. What does the selection committee have to say about the top 16 teams? Well, Virginia is number one as a number one seed, and then there's Villanova, Xavier, and Purdue. And Virginia is in the South in Atlanta. They will be joined by Cincinnati, Michigan State, and Tennessee. In the East, Villanova in Boston will have Duke, Texas Tech, and Ohio State. In Omaha, in the Midwest, Xavier will have Auburn, Clemson, Oklahoma. In the West, LA, Purdue will have Kansas, North Carolina, and Arizona. Wow, that's just an amazing lineup, guys. In men's basketball action this weekend, Saturday, North Carolina and NC State battled it out with the Tar Heels coming out on top. Boston College upset Miami. Notre Dame stopped Florida State. And, of course, that game, one neither side will ever forget, Virginia Tech upsetting Virginia in OT. On Sunday, it was Syracuse downing Wake Forest, Louisville rolled Pitt, and Duke getting back on track with a win over Georgia Tech. Hot takes on the Virginia Tech win over Virginia. What did we learn, Will?
We learned that you can fail forward. yes. With this loss, Virginia obviously ascended to number one because Villanova had a much worse loss, losing to a winless conference team. But I will give Virginia Tech a lot of credit. Buzz Williams had an excellent defensive plan. Basically jamming the paint up and making Virginia hit outside shots. And Virginia usually can, but they struggle mightily from three. And they took 38 threes in that game, which is far and away a season high. They just could not get the ball inside to Diakite or allow a whole lot of drives by Hunter. But still, the fact that Virginia shot 34% and needed basically a putback with a set with little under 2 seconds left and a free throw to lose that game just shows just how tough Virginia is.
I say that Virginia and the Virginia fan in the household who was sitting next to me concurs. Virginia was flat in that game, absolutely flat. And I blame game day for that, you know, and the fact that Seth Greenberg has that weird little mojo going as a former VT coach. Congratulations, Hokies fans. That was a really exciting game. And the fact that it went into overtime was just absolutely insane. And I thought I was going to end up with some huge bruises on my arm.
And I thought when Virginia went up 5 in overtime, I thought they had it. But yep. You know, the Hokies never say die.
No, and they stuck right in there. Chris, your observations on what was a huge win for Virginia Tech.
Well, the Hokies' good shooting held up. They're third nationally in field goal percentage. Yeah, 5 players averaging in double figures. But the guy who was seen noticeably absent was Kerry Blackshear for most of the game. Boy, did he show up in that last, his third shot. It was only his third shot of the game, but that last tip-in in the end there certainly was the difference. Don't count the Hokies out, and certainly don't count out Kerry Blackshear on that evening. I think Buzz Williams is, Will was talking about his strategy of plugging up the paint. I think he was taking that gamble that Virginia wouldn't shoot that well for taking that many shots, and it barely paid off. And I certainly agree with the Will again that with that 5-point lead in overtime, I pretty well thought they had it locked down too. But what do they say in state rivalries? Throw it all out the window, because Virginia Tech was in this to the end. They had a lot to play for. And remember, guys, last week we talked about a comparison between NC State and Virginia Tech. Whose resume would you take over the other? Well, NC State's lost a couple big games here recently, and Virginia Tech won a couple big games. So that may be a reversed answer now.
Well, yeah, I'm going to say I'll eat crow on this because I didn't think Virginia Tech was going to be able to pull anything like this out of their hat.
None of us did.
NC State, I just don't. I thought they just, I hate to say this, I felt like they gave that game away to North Carolina. I don't know what else to say about it. And the problem is by losing that game, they really, I think, have sunk their postseason. Well, they're still sort of there, but they're right on the edge. It's only going to take one loss to send them home. All right, we know this. The season is far from over. Considering everything that has happened thus far, prepare for more of the unthinkable. This week, Tuesday, Boston College travels to Pitt, and Virginia heads south to Miami for what Virginia hopes is a recovery win, and a significant one at that. Miami is licking their chops and going, we need a recovery win, and this is at home, and this is a good shot for us. On Wednesday, Virginia Tech is at Duke. Now, Virginia Tech has given Duke just fits over the last couple of seasons. Obviously, they can do that to a top-ranked team. Clemson is at Florida State. I would not. That might be the understated game of the week. NC State at Syracuse. That's another interesting matchup. Georgia Tech at Wake Forest. So, guys, let's go back to Boston College and Pitt. Take your picks here and give us a little preview, and Will, we'll start with you on that one.
It's the immovable object versus the immovable object. Boston College has a 23-game road losing streak in ACC play. Pitt has 17 straight regular season ACC losses. So something has to give, but I'm going to take the Eagles because I want to see 0-18 happen again.
Cruel. Heartless. All right, Chris.
Well, you know, Jim Christian would like to see it happen again, too, just not in Chestnut Hill this time. And I think I'm going to go with Will on this. I like Boston College getting some momentum with this game. Yeah, I think BC walks in there and takes it.
Either one of you want to step out on a ledge here and have a point spread?
I have it right here. Boston College is actually a 5.5-point favorite in this game.
You think it's going to be more?
I think they will barely cover. It's going to be about a 6-7-point win.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll be more bold than that. I'll go 10 or 11.
All right. Hey, can't hurt, right? All right. Virginia heads south to Miami. Chris, talk to us a little bit here. What's on the line here?
Well, what's on the line here is Miami's resume. Need another quality win there, and Virginia comes to town. This is not the way you want them, though. You don't want to catch them after that one loss there, because this is I wouldn't say hunger. I would say more like Virginia is going to be looking to thump somebody now. And Miami is not the easiest one to get that tack to, but I like Virginia to walk in there and just say to the ACC and the rest of the nation, the aberration that happened a few days ago, and go into Miami and soundly defeat the Hurricanes. I like them winning by 7 or 8 points.
That sounds about right, at least from my viewpoint. Now, Will, what do you think?
Well, Virginia is sitting ranked at number one, and they want to prove it, that they're the top team in the country. I think they definitely shake off what happened on Saturday night. They're going to get on the road. I think it'll kind of play out the way similar to the Florida State game in terms of final score. I don't think either team's going to get the 60 points. I'm going to say Virginia wins by 5.
This is a thing I think Chris points to. This is, it's sort of like poking at an alligator. Sooner or later, you're going to lose a hand. Well, here's the deal with Virginia. They just lost to a cross-state rival. There's no love lost between these two programs. And that cross-state rival came into Virginia's home turf and beat them. And there was a bad, bad taste in the Cavaliers' mouth. I would not want to be in the way of Virginia at this point, because they are going, as Chris said, they're out to thump somebody. And whoever comes after, it's payback time. So Miami may be that payback. We'll see. All right, guys. Virginia Tech at Duke. Chris, any opportunity for the Hokies to pull off a win over Duke like they have in the past?
Well, certainly. I like their opportunity. Now, if you look at the prognosticators, other prognosticators, it's about roughly a 20-25% chance of winning for the Hokies. But I like their confidence right now, and you should be very happy with the quality win they have right now, but a couple more isn't going to hurt that resume down the stretch here. And Duke has certainly been giving quality wins away here recently. I'm going to swing on. I'm going to take the Hokies by 3.
Upset time. All right, Will. Will you be as brave?
No, because I think this is a bad mismatch for the Hokies. They're not going to have anyone that can defend Bagley or Carter inside. Other than Black, and they're just gonna keep going right at Blackshirt, and I could see him getting into foul trouble early. Obviously, you know, if Virginia Tech, you know, has a lot of confidence in beating the now number one team in the country, I think that can only carry them so far. I actually think Duke will roll by about 15 points.
Okay, Clemson at Florida State, and we'll stick with Will.
This is a very tough one. Clemson, obviously, even without the injury to Grantham, have been playing very well. But you know, Tallahassee's a tough place to play at. Florida State, you know, they've been a little up and down of late, but I think I'm going to take them to squeak one out at home by 3.
All right, Chris?
Yeah, I like Florida State in this as well. This game's not exactly the best timing for Clemson. I like their resume, and I like where they're going forward and to the tournament. But I think this is a game where it's a close enough matchup where the home team is going to want this a little more. So I like the Seminoles to walk away with this.
Okay, we'll stick with you, Chris. NC State at Syracuse.
Very interesting matchup, as you alluded to earlier, Jim. We're talking about two teams, you know, NC State 16-9. Two quick losses on the schedule now, and Syracuse at 17-8, still smarting from that Virginia loss that they like to call a rivalry game. I'm still not sure about that. Anyway, I like NC State to rebound here. This is not an easy tack going up to the Carrier Dome for a must win, and it certainly is one for the Wolfpack, but I like NC State to do it.
All right, Will, and your thoughts on the Pack Visiting the Carrier Dome, as Chris points out, not an easy place to win.
No, it isn't, unless you're Virginia, but this is really tough, too. I feel like NC State's the better team. You know, the Carrier, like I said, Carrier Dome is a tough place to play, and I could see this going either way. When I usually face that, I usually go with the home team, so I'm going to say Syracuse by like a couple points.
All right, let's wrap this up here, guys. Will, Georgia Tech, Wake Forest.
Well, with Alvarado now out for the season for Georgia Tech with a pretty nasty injury, when Wake Forest, they have been pretty bad. Now sitting at 2-11 in ACC play. I have a hunch, and I'm going to take Georgia Tech on the road in this one.
All right, Chris.
Well, at 9-16 for Wake Forest and 11-14 for Georgia Tech. We're playing as a Valentine's Day. These are certainly two teams in need of a sweetheart. I'm going to like Georgia Tech to fall here. I like Wake Forest to come in, take this victory here. This isn't a game where you look at it and say, oh, they got a lot to play for. This, you got two seasons that have not gone the way they hoped, especially Wake Forest. It's just going to be sometimes those games can be the best to watch. Because it's just free-for-all. You got two teams with nothing to lose. But I like the home team on this. I like Wake to win this, actually, by 7 or 8.
Danger, danger, Will Robinson. Games where someone could get lost in space.
This is hard. I probably Pitt because, you know, this is their best shot to win. And They can play a little bit better on their home court, and I feel like, you know, if BC has an off night, Pitt can pull this one off.
Well, I'm going to stick to my guns. I'm going to say Virginia Tech are taking it taking one at Durham.
Hey, like the podcast? Drop us a line. We always like to hear from you. ACCNation@outlook.com. Be sure to visit and like the new Facebook page, ACC Nation Sports. We've added Snapchat. And, of course, we're on Twitter @ACC Nation. There's always something you'll be interested in from around ACC Nation.